Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas on this Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. I'm going to give you a layout of what's coming up in the next 4 hours on the Alex Jones Show. And then in the next segment, Alex is going to be, well, we're going to be playing a previously recorded segment from Alex with some updates. Well, I'll just leave it at that. With some updates coming up in about 6 minutes. That's from Alex. Now, quickly, I've got Bob Barnes in studio with me, or now known as Bobby Barnes, I guess, as the he's gone back in time. He's Bobby Barnes now. He's going to be with me for the first 2 hours. We got all kinds of news to cover and discuss. We'll talk about the primary results from last night. I think there wasn't too much to take away from last night's primary results, except for in one race. And that was the Arizona governor race. And I do believe we can take a very important data set from that, compare it to what we saw in 2020, and then do a little foresight into 2024. All the other ones are kind of, I don't really think, too consequential as far as presidential elections are concerned. But the Arizona governor race, I believe, was. So we'll discuss that, as well as some other primary results from last night. We are in bizarro world, okay? I don't even really know how to explain it. Whatever's going on with Nancy Pelosi in Taiwan right now is truly bizarro world stuff. China is now surrounding Taiwan, and I believe it's mostly just saber rattling. But you've got a drunken fool, Nancy Pelosi, an old hag, flying over there to saber rattle and feel her oats, being in Congress for like 600 years now. Going over there for a photo op, going over there to do insider trading with her and her husband's chip deals. And the White House says, we don't stand with Taiwan. They tripled down on that yesterday. Then Biden said, no, we do stand for Taiwan independence, after Kirby twice said they don't. Then they said, well, Pelosi's acting on her own. She's speaking on her own. She doesn't represent the country. She doesn't represent the Democrat Party. Really? Because she flew over there, I'm pretty sure, on Air Force Two, was it? So that's interesting. That's just part of the bizarro world stuff that we have. Now, I briefly mentioned this yesterday, but I caught a lot of flack yesterday after the show saying, why didn't you cover this? The Al-Qaeda leader that they want to give Joe Biden credit for killing yesterday had been killed previously twice. Now, again, I covered these stories, and I actually read deeply into these stories, and I told you, if you read the stories, they actually admit that they're not positive the guy was dead. Now they're saying they're positive he's dead. I'm not telling you to trust these people when they said he was dead 4 years ago. I'm not telling you to trust these people when they say he's dead now. It's just more of the bizarro world. Is it, how many times do we have to kill this guy to give some politician a little popularity boost, which didn't work for Biden, by the way, if that was their plan? Although it's an odd thing to basically admit that you have turned over the country of Afghanistan to Al-Qaeda, which is what led to this individual being hanging out on some sort of a patio, like he's schmoozing in the French Quarter or something. And so they go hit him with this this missile that chops him up. That's what we're told, at least. The CIA was tracking him, folks. The CIA. So the CIA saw that he was dead twice before and never said anything. Now the CIA, who's obviously been monitoring this guy's activities for decades, now they say he's dead. So it's more bizarro world stuff there, too. The Biden, what was the name of the act? The Inflation Reduction Act is going to increase inflation and increase your taxes. No, not just on the rich, but on everyone. So that's nice. Democrats just, they just hate you, I think, is what the thing is. And then you have this whole let's shut off the energy to save the planet proposal that is really coming to fruition in Europe. And some countries are saying, okay, we're going to do it. Other countries are saying, no, we're not going to starve our people to death. And then what will America do? So that's all coming up, but Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. And then Bob Barnes joins me in studio. It's the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned for all the latest news and developments.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin fusion, body soul and turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. I'm recording this at about 7 a.m. in the morning. Robert Barnes is about to take over with Owen Schroyer and others because I'm going to be in the so-called court of this judge here in Austin, Texas, who has fully weaponized his judiciary and is doing things that no legal scholars that I've talked to say they've ever seen before. So this is the murder of justice if they're able to complete this fraud, and it'll affect everybody, not just in Texas, but across the United States as the left weaponizes the judiciary. But I wanted, before I hand the baton to Robert Barnes, just break down some of the amazing things that happened yesterday, because this was like something out of a Perry Mason episode. As many of you know, when you tuned in yesterday, I said that I believe Scarlett Lewis is a real person, and I believe that Neil Heslin's a real person. I'm 100% sure of it now, because I didn't have a lot of questions previously, after I spent a week with them in court and watched their mannerisms and heard them talk. And I said, I'm really sorry that I ever did question Sandy Hook, because I can see that it really hurt their feelings. I'm not the guy that first questioned it. I didn't send people to harass them. I never said their names until this trial started. Sure, the media's been lying. There's been a lot of disinformation, but it doesn't matter. I still hurt these people, and I had no idea that they were wanting to reach out to me and wanting to have closure for a long time until yesterday, for sure. So let me tell you about the incredible thing that happened yesterday. But first, let me tell you about the horrible thing. So, I just mentioned it. I'm on air yesterday for the first hour before I went down to court, because I thought they were going to have a psychologist and psychiatrist on until lunch so I could go hear Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis after lunch. But they finished early. Heslin went on. He was upset that I wasn't there, I'm told, because he wanted to, you know, address me directly. Meanwhile, I did the first hour of the show, as everybody knows. And on that hour, I said what I just said earlier, and the video's there for all to see, that I believe they're real people, that I believe she's real. Someone edited that 10 minutes down to about a minute and a half and made it look like I was saying she wasn't real. They cut off where I say I think she's totally real, and when I apologize, and then edited it to where it sounded like I was saying that Heslin was stupid, which is not what I said. I think he's very nice and very friendly and very old-fashioned. The guy's a bull rider. I mean, the guy's really just a, you know, country boy. And so I said, I believe they're being manipulated by these lawyers and by these big Democrat think tanks and gun control groups. And then, boom, ladies and gentlemen, it all happened. So I said that on air. These different organizations edit the tape, bring it to her during a break, and say Alex Jones was attacking you the whole show, saying you're deep state and not real, but here's just a clip of it. So they lied to her, told her I said all this, then showed her an edited two-minute tape. Then the judge let that be brought in, and the judge is now saying she's probably not going to let us bring the full clip in. Well, under the law, folks, you've got to play the full clip if somebody plays a small clip, especially if the small clip is not complete and is designed to confuse somebody. This is the very definition of why this should air. So I was saying, I think they've been manipulated. I think they've been given edited tapes. I think they have been conditioned that I'm the devil and attacking them. And then they did the very thing that I was starting to figure out they'd done. And then it got worse. She gets on the stand and says, you've been attacking me for weeks. You've been saying I'm not real for the last few weeks. You said I'm not real today. She starts basically getting tears in her eyes. She believes it. But then I got on the stand and I said, ma'am, they edited the front of the tape and the back of the tape. I said, I think you're completely genuine, and I'm sorry for your son's death, and I apologize. They edited that. And I said, you need to find out who gave you that clip, and I have a distinct suspicion who it is. And I pointed it at her, you know, entourage, and understand that I've never said your name until now, and I never said your son's name, and I'm sorry if my questioning things hurt you, but you need to get to the bottom of what's really happening. Then, at the end of the day, after the judge chewed me out and called me a liar and did all this other crazy stuff, it's a whole other subject. Scarlett Lewis, we're waiting for them to leave because we don't want to, you know, get in their way. And they come over to our table, and she has a bottle of water and a cough drop for me because I've got some laryngitis, as everybody's noticed on air, and a torn larynx. I got to get it worked on soon. And I shook her hand. I said, I am sorry. She said, I understand. She had tears in her eyes. And Neil Heslin came over. I shook his hand. And I said, please find out who edited the tape. Please see the real tape. I said, you know, see the fourth segment of my show yesterday, please. And they were nodding, and Heslin had tears in his eyes. And all of a sudden, the lawyers jumped in between us, and they go, this isn't going to happen. This isn't going on. No way. And everybody can see the tape, see the video. And even national media is now saying that I yelled at Heslin that he was autistic again, which I didn't do. One of the lawyers said, I've got an autistic son, just injecting that. And I said, well, maybe I'm autistic too. But the whole point was they're being manipulated, and we caught this all happening red-handed. Then it got even worse. Anybody who was watching saw it on TV. The judge stops the last 30 minutes of my testimony, pushes the jury out, and looks at me and says, you lied on the stand. You said you're bankrupt. And she said, and you lied and said you complied with discovery. And I said, well, in my view, I did. And in my view, I am bankrupt. I'm out of money. And we have filed for it. And she said, I'm going to instruct the jury that you're a liar tomorrow. I mean, it's unprecedented. Then she ordered my lawyer to violate attorney-client privilege and tell her about our private conversations, which is just unprecedented. I mean, this is like a tour de force of how to violate people's rights. It's unbelievable. And I just feel sorry for everybody, including these whacked out leftists and lawyers and the judge. I mean, they are all just over the deep end and have no idea what they've done. She also made this really weird statement where she said, you believe everything you say is the truth, but it's not the truth. I decide what the truth is. Wow. But that's my defense right there. I do believe that I'm trying to tell the truth. I don't believe everything I say is the truth. We're all infallible. We're all human. We're all sinners. But they all know I meant this. They all know that most of the time these big things happen, there's some kind of weird stuff going on. They all know Jesse Smollett didn't happen. They all know WMDs in Iraq didn't happen. They all know the Gulf of Tonkin didn't happen. I mean, they all know Operation Northwoods was a plan to stage the deaths of kids and bombings and shooting people and blowing up airplanes. I mean, they all know that most Americans question JFK. 90% national polls. So Robert Barr is going to take over. He's going to get the trial because it's so historic. The first of a whole bunch of show trials. And then he's going to cover world news, what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening with Hunter Biden, what's happening with Pelosi, and just what's happening with the borders. Got a big show lined up for you today, but please pray for us. And please just pray that the truth, you know, gets the American people so that this type of deception can stop, because they're accusing me of being a mastermind and being all deceptive and things. This is deception. And they've literally got these parents in a bubble feeding them disinformation and manipulating them. And it felt so good to shake Heslin's hand and shake Scarlett Lewis's hand and to see how scared and panicked the lawyers that have been controlling them were inside the court and outside the court. Because they were waiting like hyenas when I came out, and they all were trying to smile and act, you know, powerful and act like they were, you know, cool guys in junior high or something. But their eyes all looked extremely fearful because they know their house of cards is imploding. The truth is coming out. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Robert.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today,
go tell that long-tongued liar.
We'll just leave it at that, Bobby Barnes, won't we? And let's get into the bizarro world that we're in right now. Let's go down this stack of news. Let me first start with this to kind of just get us going here. Poll finds only 1% of Americans see Russia as a major problem. All the propaganda, all the time spent, all the demonizing, all the blaming. 1% of Americans see Russia as a problem. That tells me the propaganda is not working, but it also tells me that the Democrats don't care and the media don't care. They're going to continue to push their Russia BS narratives, even though nobody cares. Most people probably can't even find Ukraine on a map. They might not even be able to find Russia either.
Well, I mean, there's a scene from the Lord of War where the character, the brother of Nicolas Cage's character, the merchant of death that Biden's thinking about sending back now to Russia in exchange.
Oh, that was based on him?
Yes.
I did not know that.
And remember, his brother does that. Hey, he's doing so much cocaine. He does a whole map of Ukraine in cocaine. And basically, that's Zelensky on a daily basis. I mean, that's how he's doing his life.
Interesting.
So his wife reportedly is already here in the U.S. He's got property in Miami.
Big time.
Close to $1 billion disclosed in the Pandora Papers, all the different information and little entities. I mean, this is a guy who so believes in his country, he has pretty much none of his money or assets in the country.
There it is.
So the whole thing is a crock. It's a joke. It's an embarrassment. Russia's going to win. The mythology that Russia was losing was some of the worst intelligence reports since the killing yesterday about the third or fourth or fifth version of killing Al-Zahari.
However many Al-Zaharis there are.
And, I mean, purportedly, Joe Biden, they brought it. They had so much time because he's just chilling. Al-Zahari, he's like, hey, if Taliban's now back in control, I'm going to, just chill on my balcony, drink my little tea, say hi to the neighbors, hit on the local girls. When you can see their eyes, that kind of thing. And
maybe take a go at the goat down the street.
Yeah, all of that. And he has all this free time, so much so that he's out in public. This is a guy who's been in hiding for 25 years. But he's out in public now, just, smiling at everybody, supposedly. So much time that they could build a little model building. And they could build the model building and take it into Biden, because Biden is so careful and conscientious about, not killing 7 people, an aid worker, and their entire family, say, just last year.
With a case of mistaken identity?
Exactly. He's really careful. In fact, he's so careful, he wants to make sure that there's no construction damage that could cause any damage to anybody. So they've created a little mini building. They take in this little mini building, and he looks at it and says, how's the lighting? What's the weather like? How do we make sure the materials don't...
Because they can predict the weather.
Yeah, exactly. Of course they can. So and they had time to do all of this, and he had time to take care. And before they did it, he had to check off everything to make sure it was the right drone weapon. Even though their drone weapon, as you note, that they disclosed they used, is not exactly the kind you use to be precise.
Yeah, it's more of a large destruction. It's not massive scale, but it's more than just you're trying to hit one person. You're doing significant damage.
Well, remember the smart bombs? Remember that? I always remember the line from Wag the Dog. What's interesting is, you have Alex Jones in the trial that will not be named in the courtroom that cannot be talked about today. And you look at the broad scope of concerns. Look at what Wag the Dog did. Wag the Dog made fun of all of the claims that our governments have related to war and the precision and their official narrative on these kind of events. Here you have the official narrative is, okay, no, he didn't die of natural deaths in 2016. Okay, no, he didn't actually kill him, though he said we did in 2020. Now we really got him. This time we really
we got him now.
And he got in a story that all sounds ridiculous. And it reminds me of this.
And the timing. Don't forget about the timing. Biden's approval ratings crashing. Biden's popularity crashing. He hasn't had a victory in years. They had to give him something. He's celebrating low gas prices. They're still record highs. They had to give him something.
Well, especially an intelligence community that's been made a joke out of over the last 2 years. They were completely wrong about what would happen in Afghanistan. They were completely wrong about what would happen in Ukraine. Completely wrong about what would happen vis-a-vis Russia and the economic war against them. Completely wrong about what was happening in aspects of China and Taiwan and North Korea. So they need to say, see, we're useful. See, we're important. We can still find the terrorists we said we killed 4 years ago and kill them again. And that's sort of the narrative and the pitch and the main line. But it reminds me of Wag the Dog also, because I always thought Clinton was winking at the world when in 1999 he goes in and bombs Serbia. And the basis on doing so is refugees fleeing in the winter and women refugees fleeing, Albanian women refugees fleeing. The irony of that is that was, in fact, the entire premise of Wag the Dog. A president caught in a sex scandal creates a fake war with Albania based on a fake refugee fleeing conflict from the other side. And yet that Clinton just re-scripted. He took the script and he's like, watch this. I'm going to take Wag the Dog. I'm going to do it for real. And nobody's going to say boo about it. And that's exactly what happened. And now we're seeing Biden do the same thing. So Clinton does still have another advantage over Biden. Biden has redefined vaccine, redefined recession, redefined inflation. But as Clinton pointed out in a popular meme, he still hasn't managed to redefine what the word is. And so Clinton still has the top of new definitions that are going on in the country. But all of this, what it shows with Russia, what it shows you Ukraine, is that our elites don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they don't understand the world, and they're going to risk World War III in the process because they're that incompetent, that incapable. I mean, they sent a drunk idiot to Taiwan knowing it might risk war with China.
Yeah, that's to me the next bizarro world event that we're covering here today. But the headline from Town Hall, I think, sums it up. Joe Biden's Afghan drone strike won't save Dems from midterm pain. That's what this is all about. It was all about the Democrat Party. It was all about Joe Biden's approval. It was all about trying to give him a win. And it didn't. It didn't give him a win. And even if it's true that they've killed this guy finally for the third or fourth time or whatever it is, even if that's true, the narrative coming out sacrifices that you turned Afghanistan over to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. There's no way of getting around that. But yeah, for folks that are just tuning in here, Al-Zahari has been declared dead multiple times before, 2016, 2020, now 2022. I've got all the news stories in front of me from over the years where he was declared dead. Here it is in 21. Here it is in 2020. And it goes on from there.
And by the way, they have no DNA proof. They claim to have video proof, but I haven't seen any of that video proof yet.
Neither
and
have I.
This is why people are skeptical of governmental and institutional narratives. Ever since the Kennedy assassination, on major events, they are usually, more often than not, you can assume they're lying to us. Because more often than not, that's what it turns out to be. Just like, what exactly was the Defense Department, along with the Secret Service, as soon as Biden comes in, what's the first thing they're doing on their phones related to what they were up to against Trump after the election and January 6th? Delete, 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 delete.
Oh, yeah. We've got that story. We got that story coming up today, too.
And you look at that. You look at the elections. Now, there's some good news yesterday, some white pill moments yesterday. Carrie Lake came back in Arizona, it looks like. That is the most significant election for 2024, as you were mentioning earlier. Big win by Blake Masters. Big win by John Gibbs, knocking off Peter Meyer, that pro-impeachment person. Eric Schmidt, probably a decent candidate, kind of endorsed by Trump, wins in Missouri.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
Yes.
We'll cover all the primary news coming up as well. But when we come back, I want to get into the situation with Pelosi and Taiwan and China is so bizarro world. And it just shows how dangerous Nancy Pelosi is, that she would risk the entire safety of the planet for her own ego. For her own ego and her own profit, Nancy Pelosi would potentially start World War III. That woman is a threat to humanity.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, We have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, body cells of a turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'm really at a loss at this situation with Pelosi, China, and Taiwan. I want to just read through these headlines and get Bob Barnes to weigh in on it here. Maybe we can try to make sense of it. The most sense I can make of it is that Nancy Pelosi is drunk on power, out of her mind, in her old age. Maybe she's got some dementia or something else going on, and she's been corrupt for 50-plus years, and so now she just sees this as her last kind of go. Might as well make the most obvious insider trading deal on chips worth billions of dollars I can before my time as a congresswoman is over. My husband just got caught with drugs and alcohol in his system driving, but don't worry, we got that dropped. Here's some of the headlines. China summons U.S. ambassador overnight, says Washington must pay the price. That's for Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. And I guess Pelosi saying Taiwan is independent while the rest of the Democrat Party in the White House says they aren't. Taiwan accuses Beijing of air and sea blockade. China's completely surrounded the island now. After Pelosi's departure, China surrounds Taiwan. And then, I'm not surprised by this, but I just think it's an added element here. CNN, CNBC, and Associated Press Bureau chiefs meet with Chinese Communist Party propaganda group in July. So maybe they were even planning this whole thing and having a rollout in the media. But I don't even know what to make of this, honestly. It's Nancy Pelosi in her own arrogance, with her own ego, making this trip to Taiwan, potentially could start a larger conflict. This is how World War started. I mean, believe me, last thing I want to do is see Nancy Pelosi in office for another minute, but I also don't want to see her plane get struck down. That would probably be worse, actually. And so she goes over there. The White House and John Kirby, speaking to the White House, three times say, we don't believe in Taiwanese independence. This was after Joe Biden said that they did and they would stand with Taiwan. So he lied about that, or they're lying now. Either way, they're lying. And so China says, well, wait a second. Pelosi goes over here, says Taiwan is independent. That's a direct affront to China. So you must pay the price. I mean, where are we at here, Bob? I mean, this is just total insane clown world stuff. Our politicians are behaving like lunatics.
But what you have is sort of a quartet of perspectives. One is sort of what's going on in the Biden administration. The other is what's going on with George Soros, Klaus Schwab, and the globalist cadre. Another is what's going on in China, and another is what's going on in Taiwan. Let's start with the Biden administration. Biden administration really believes that they can topple any government they want anytime they want. They believe that they are in control, not anyone else. That's why they thought that the Ukraine war would be an easy win for their puppets in Ukraine and a massive economic defeat for Russia, that it was going to lead to complete regime change in Russia. Didn't happen. But I believe they thought the same thing here. Pelosi goes over there, rattles a few cages. Xi gets toppled, and they get someone that they think is more docile, more subservient, more corrupt, more complicit with them and their interests. And that aligns with the globalist interest, George.
Do you think Pelosi really believed that?
Yes, so I have no doubt. I mean, these people are...
She's that out of her mind.
They're completely that out of their mind. They believe ludicrous things. They believe insane things.
I mean, men are women.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and to give an example, that's where some of them align with aspects of Taiwan. The current Taiwan independence movement, the group that runs it, is kind of woke. They have like a gender-confused individual as a high-ranking official in the new Independence Taiwan, right? So you got this weird dynamic going on with Taiwan independence. You got old-school Taiwan independents that just don't want anything to do with the CCP, and other ones that want to be wokester, you know, sunflower movement kind of crowd. So that has its own little dynamic that throws a wrench in everything. And then you have China. And the issue with China is no longer willing to be the globalist factory worker and keep their head down. The globalists love them as long as they were doing the bidding of globalists, doing the agenda, using it as an experiment on how to socially control people with a social credit system and all the rest. But once China decided to be independent of Klaus Schwab and George Soros and do whatever they felt they were interested in doing, that upset them, and they wanted to bring them back to here.
Not to mention, not to get you off track, because I want you to stay on this track, but now China and Russia are starting to form a little alliance, a little partnership that is a huge threat to the globalists.
Well, this is why Trump said getting into a war with Putin in Ukraine made no sense. And this is why Trump says what Pelosi is doing in Taiwan makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
Because Trump is like, all you're doing is creating the key allies, our adversaries, and forcing them into an alignment, an economic alignment, a political alignment, a military alignment. And what is that going to do? That could break the back. You have one of the biggest fuel and food and fertilizer suppliers in the world, the biggest nuclear arsenal in the world, one of the biggest militaries in the world, aligning with the biggest manufacturer in the world, the biggest supply chain monopolizer in the world, the biggest, by the way, they're the biggest provider of everything that goes into electric batteries and solar panels. That's who climate change politics helps. It helps China, but China doesn't care that much about it. That's why it keeps turning on the coal factories. That's just a...
And by the way, China is a total proof that the carbon emission net neutrality or whatever it is BS. The more carbon they emit, the more forestation they have in China.
Yeah, oh, exactly. They only believe...
Not that it's... I mean, their air is polluted. Don't get me wrong. They have a pollution problem. But I'm just saying, this whole carbon emissions causes global warming or the earth to die is just not true.
Exactly. Like the current Biden budget package that encourages and incentivizes with tax credits and other financially lucrative deals the climate change green economics actually enriches and empowers China. So it's like there's these contradictory messages coming out. And the reason I think is they have no problem with the CCP running China. They have no problem with China continuing to dominate manufacturing and monopolize supply chains. Their concern is China being economically and politically and militarily independent of the globalist interests, such as what happened in terms of them aligning with Russia in the Ukrainian conflict. So they want to punish them and discipline them. And what they don't understand is this is not the China of 2000. We are no longer in that position. And that was Trump's point. We got to focus on economics with China, not get into a war with China. We got to focus on separating Russia from China and then having Russia align with us rather than China. And because what does China need? It needs food and it needs fuel because it has to import them at massive levels. Who can provide it? Russia. If Russia is aligned with us, we have real leverage on China. Trump was that close to a peace deal with North Korea, but for John Bolton interfering and interrupting, thanks to that nitwit CIA hack, Sean Hannity, who disguises himself as a news broadcaster on Fox News.
He does wear the CIA emblem on his lapel.
Yeah, I mean, sadly does. I mean, it's not like the guy's really hiding it. He's the reason John Bolton got in the White House. He's admitted this. He's conceded this publicly. So I think it reflects and reveals we have one of the most incompetent administrations in American history. People like...
Oh, my gosh. That's not even close.
Oh, and that, in fact, that's what people like the Duran people can follow him at the Duran.locals.com. Alexander Mercouris just the other day was laying out the reason why China's paranoid is because of the early 1800s. The Brits came and forced opium on their people. The various empires were divvying up the great China civilization. They are paranoid of that happening again. They're not afraid of Taiwan or Taiwan's independence. They are afraid of a NATO base being located on Taipei, 100 kilometers from the Chinese shore.
Especially with the Chinese military expansion into the South China Sea and everything they're trying to do right there militarily. But just let's finish it off with Pelosi. I can't even believe it. Is she really that out of her mind? Is she really that drunk on ego? Is she really that drunk on power that she would fly over there for her own self-satisfaction and risk potentially starting a larger conflict with China?
Well, the answer to the Nancy Pelosi question is the same as Hunter Thompson's answer to Bill Clinton, which is Hunter Thompson famously said the question isn't what Bill Clinton is addicted to. It's is there anything he's not addicted to? And with Nancy Pelosi, the question isn't whether she's drunk on power, drunk on ego, or drunk in general. The question is not what she is drunk on, is when is she not drunk?
Or how drunk is she?
Exactly. And I think the reality is that she will literally has the capacity to lead us bumbling and stumbling into another global world war, much as we got into in World War One. World War One was a bumbling, stumbling, tripping into the war that led, by the way, to the death of four empires that had lasted for as long as 8 centuries before they were wiped out in 4 years. That's the kind of incompetence we have. We have a combination of intransigence and incompetence in the White House. We have a guy who's not only admittedly dumb, he's now a dementia candidate running the most powerful country in the world. And that's what you get, a drunk Nancy Pelosi bumbling and stumbling us into risk of World War III.
Literally, she probably smells like a brewery as she that witch smile as she gets off the plane, waving to all the people of the planet, making it all about her, doing insider trading, and now the situation with China is even worse. So it's crazy, folks. These are our leaders. These are our leaders. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, old drunken fools that are leading this country down a dark, dark path for their own selfish desires. It's really sad. It's really...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Yeah, I really gotta say, I'm just at a loss at how deranged insane our leaders are. I mean, you take one look at Nancy Pelosi, you took one look at Joe Biden, it's just, we are really at a dark point in this country's history when those two have any power at all, have any influence at all. But we got to move on, and I want to get into the primary results from last night. Just some of the highlights. Kari Lake wins in Arizona. She makes a from behind comeback. It was kind of an odd thing, actually. When I went to bed last night, probably just after midnight, she was behind. I thought it was over. Kind of has the old Biden phenomenon happen for her, actually. Not as egregious or obvious, but when you wake up and the results have changed. You then have the Trump impeachment Republican Peter Meyer loses to John Gibbs, who I think is going to be good. I think John Gibbs is going to be a good one to get in there. You had Trump endorse Eric in Missouri. People weren't sure, was that Eric Schmidt or Eric Greitens? So either way, Trump wins, whether it was Greitens or Schmidt. Schmidt won And I think I really don't like the way the Republican Party did Eric Greitens. I got to be honest. I think they did him kind of dirty. We'll talk about that as well. And then the Democrats do not want to commit to Biden in 2024. That's very telling. That's because everybody knows he's a disaster. But, Bob, let's start in Arizona. Now, we both agree. We didn't even talk about this before the show, but it's pretty obvious to anybody that follows politics that the governor race in Arizona was the most important race when it comes to measuring where we might stand in the 2024 presidential elections. But I think there's a little carryover there from 2020 because I want to look at these numbers. Republican turnout last night in Arizona for the governor race was 636,593. That's how many people voted for Republican. On the Democrat side, you only had 482,024 voting. So that's a massive difference. That's not a small margin. That is a huge margin. Now, Biden won Arizona, allegedly, by 10,000 votes. By 10,000 votes is what they say Biden won Arizona with in the presidential election. Now here you are, not even 2 years later, and Republicans have a massive margin. I mean, what is this, like a 20% plus margin over Democrats in the governor's race? To me, that shows more evidence that the results of 2020 were inaccurate. But leading into 2024, you gotta like that if you're a Republican. You gotta like clearly having a distinctive advantage as far as the turnout last night was concerned.
Yeah, there were several things to watch. One was to watch whether or not Carrie Lake won in Arizona. The early numbers suggested she was going to lose, which was a shock to pretty much everybody, because all of the data suggested she should win by double digits. And the fact that it was close, now it may turn out to not even end up being that close by the end. Her lead keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. So we'll see what it ultimately ends up being, because that was like Trump in 2020. And then early on, the reason why Fox called Arizona prematurely is because the Biden votes were the ones that, for whatever reason, got counted first. And then Trump's votes started to come in and come in. Same thing happened with Carrie Lake. But it's big because you need a governor in Arizona in 2024 who cares about election integrity. We didn't have that in 2020, not in Arizona, not in Georgia, not in Wisconsin, not in Michigan, not in Pennsylvania. Arizona is now going to be the first state to flip to someone who cares a lot about election integrity in Carrie Lake. So Carrie Lake is a very big win in Arizona. Same with Blake Masters, big win in Arizona. Blake Masters is a populist candidate backed sort of along the J.D. Vance model. Blake Masters has been more anti-war than others, more populist on trade, populist on immigration, populist on issues of culture, very pro-Trump, wants to have meaningful election reform in his state as well as across the country. That was very good news. Another Trump-endorsed candidate, John Gibbs, took out Peter Meyer, the pro-impeachment Republican, woke-oriented Republican there in the Western District of Michigan. It there, too, looked like Meyer was going to hold on early, but then the votes really came in and Gibbs was able to top it out and prevail. In Missouri, and Eric won, this time Eric Schmidt instead of Eric Greitens. Eric Schmidt's done a lot of great work as Attorney General. That's why Trump split kind of his endorsement between him and Greitens and just said, I support Eric. But the reason
that's a nice hedge, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The reason he didn't fully endorse Schmidt is because originally he was inclined towards Greitens. And the Greitens got hammered, as you note, by a very dirty, sleazy campaign waged in Missouri by Karl Rove and others that defamed him and made improper. This is the second time he's been a victim of a defamation and legal hit.
And that's why I kind of wanted to focus on that. And to me, there's hope in the Republican Party because real people can get in there and change it up. I do believe that. We can get rid of the rhinos. We can get rid of the deep staters. We can get rid of the woke commies and Democrats pretending to be Republicans. But, you know, Greitens first got set up by the FBI. The FBI ran a sting operation and set him up. That all came out. He lost his position as governor because of it. And Schmidt was a great attorney general, so, you know, he threw his hat in the ring. But it's like, here's why the Republican Party can't or won't save the country right now. You had Eric Schmidt and Eric Greitens in the same race. Those are two heavy hitters that should have been spread out. But for whatever reason, the Republicans wanted to destroy Greitens, so they went after him, a deep state attack. And then you had a third candidate in there who I thought was good, too, Mark McCloskey. They probably should have inserted him into a House race somewhere. Would have been better off. But he falls off the table behind the two Erics.
Now Schmidt's going to run against one of the Bush B-U-S-C-H family, one of the beer.
Anheuser's.
Yeah, one of the Anheuser. Now, well, you're from Missouri, so.
Oh, yes, I'm very familiar with all, it's very familiar.
Yeah, so the, do you think, I think the so-called political experts, the 538s and Nate Silvers, et cetera, think she has a chance. I don't think she has any chance. What do you think happens in an Eric Schmidt general election against this person who's got ceaseless money from the old beer Anheuser family name?
Obviously, the name recognition helps, but I don't think it helps enough. I think Schmidt is going to probably win this Senate seat pretty easily. I don't think it'll be too close. And, you know, the Bushes, when they sold InBev, actually a lot of people's taste soured to them when they sold out to InBev. A lot of local people. Now, obviously, the Bush family's done a lot for Missouri. I'm not saying that. And there's a lot of great people. I've been friends with a lot of them over. Very generous group of people. But still a red state. And I think that Schmidt has enough going for him after being the attorney general that he should win this thing pretty easily.
I think the most disappointing result was in Kansas, where it appears the late media campaign, over $1 million in late media ads, to convince people that the amendment they were voting on, which was just an amendment to authorize the state legislature to limit abortion,
yeah,
actually was a complete and total ban on abortion. And it, even the polls showed the yes vote leading just a week ago, the late $1 million money bombardment by Planned Parenthood and the rest.
But isn't it amazing how the propaganda works?
Yeah, it's a testament. Why do they want to take out Alex Jones at InfoWars? It's because look at what happened on the Kansas abortion bill, where people didn't even bother to read the actual language.
They don't even understand the issue.
And end up thinking they're voting on a complete ban on abortion when they're just voting on the power of their state legislature to decide the issue.
By the way, they did another redefining moment. Was it last night or was it Monday night? Where they have, you know, the ectopic pregnancies, right? Where the baby's in the fallopian tube. That's not even considered a viable pregnancy. That's not even considered an abortion. That's considered a different medical procedure. So it doesn't even come into abortion. That's not even when a totally separate issue. They've now rewritten, I don't even know the keywords to search, guys, if you're looking on the internet. I was reading it last night. They've now rewritten the definition of ectopic pregnancy to trick people into thinking that those are going to be banned with these abortion bans. I mean, they're rewriting definitions. We're in 1984.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, because doctors often use the language abortion to describe miscarriages as spontaneous abortions, they're confusing ordinary people into thinking these new bans on abortion are like what you've heard a doctor say. So anyone who's experienced a miscarriage is misled to believe that suddenly they will be called a criminal because of it. That is not at all the case. That has never been the law. The law has always been clear that that isn't what's covered. What's covered is the direct, deliberate killing of an unborn child. But what the Kansas learning lesson should be, because of the media bias, because the big money's on the pro-abortion side, they need to create indisputable laws that anybody can look at and understand. Go for the popular majority, and the popular majority position is the heartbeat position. Once an unborn life has a heartbeat, you can't abort it unless there's an emergency of the life of danger to the mother,
which is the law in most of Europe.
Yes.
But, yeah, they keep lying about that. Now, Democrats will not get behind Joe Biden in 2024, despite him saying he was running. Why would that be?
Well, because he's terribly unpopular. The problem we have is Richard Barris is...
No, not Biden.
Biden is still the most popular Democrat amongst other Democrats. That's the problem they have. They wanted to replace him.
I mean, Hunter Biden is so likable.
Well, my view is the guy to watch for, who's the deep state favorite? It's Pete Booty Booty Gigi. He's their favorite candidate.
Boot Edge.
Yeah, Boots Edge.
Booty Judge.
Yeah, exactly. To see if he can, there's a lot of jokes about him coming. But they will try to replace Kamala Harris with him if the deep state has their way.
They probably would like to see a Boot Edge, Booty Judge, Harris ticket maybe even.
Yes.
They can't completely throw a Harris under the bus. Though I believe they'd like to. I don't think they'd like her.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.